Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. It was placed on my heart to talk about being confident when talking or praying to God. There may be multiple areas in your life where you lack confidence. But our focus today is to try to pinpoint some reasons that could be causing this lack of confidence when approaching God in prayer. Now, today's podcast is not aimed at exhausting this subject matter, but instead it's to offer a starting point for those seeking such information. All scripture references are taken from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Now, first we want to think about what does the word lack mean? It means to be without, to not have, to be void of. The next word in question is confidence. We want to examine the word confidence. What does that mean, confidence? Confidence means to have certainty about something, to have trust or belief or faith regarding something. Now we want to take a look at some Bible scriptures that make reference to confidence. Now, when we read Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Everybody gets tired sometimes because we're only human. God expects this of us no matter how strong we are. But sometimes we as humans fail to remember that God's power and strength is infinite. He never gets tired. He never gets too busy to listen. As a matter of fact, he's waiting for you to ask for the strength to develop a prayer life. He's waiting for you to ask for the confidence that you need to come to him boldly. He's waiting for you to ask for courage to renew your strength where your faith in him might be weak. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reads as follows: "The Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." That is to say, God did not make us shy and cowardly. He gives us the power to reverence him. That means to show great respect, have a deep feeling for. And often when we use the word reverence, it refers to religion, that which is religious. He gave us love, which is pure and genuine. Now, we show God our love for him through our worship, praise, and adoration, and our prayers to him. God gave us self-discipline, that we hold on to our onto our knowledge that we have of his word. Self-discipline that we might proclaim the gospel. Discipline ourselves so that we have love in order to serve our fellow man. Yes. So now we're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to two songs. The first song is entitled 1 John 5:14-15, Scripture Songs by Maga Enoch. And the second song is entitled Confidence by Sanctus Real.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14, if we ask anything according to his will. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14, if we ask anything according to his will.
To lose, I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. But Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Shepherd boy, and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shake the wall, won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. I'll face my giants with confidence.
Let's take a look at what Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36 say about praying with confidence. The scripture reads as follows. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And now we'll take a look at 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 8, which reads, with him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 urges thusly, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In the scriptures read from Hebrews, reminds us of times when we started a job or a task with confidence. But when we don't see immediate results, we lose confidence. We become discouraged. But here are some encouraging words to help you try to overcome that kind of lack of confidence. Okay, and the word persevere, which means keep going, keep trying, keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't give in, don't give out, nor give up. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 8 tells us that our job is to be still, pray with confidence, and allow God to fight whatever battles we may be facing in life. Philippians 4 and 4 through 6 encourages us to be joyful in the Lord, because God through Jesus Christ is always with us no matter what, no matter where we are or what we're going through or what's going on with us. We are to be gentle and fair-minded with believers and non-believers alike. We shouldn't play favorites. Pray in every situation, whether we consider it a big concern or whether we consider it a small concern. To God, a concern is a concern. Ask God repeatedly, over and over and over and over again, to act on your behalf regarding your concerns. Ask God to supply your needs as opposed to asking about your wants. always remember to thank him for what he has already done for you and thank him for what he is about to do for you. Pray with confidence. Although you may be lacking in confidence in praying to God through Jesus Christ, remember that he is never too busy or too tired to listen to you. You should never demand anything from God, but ask him what he wants for us. He is never unwilling to hear our prayers as long as we are praying in his will and according to his word. Be sure to hold tightly to your faith, and you will begin to experience the confidence and strength that you need, and in many instances, never knew that you had. Feel confident in knowing who you are and whose you are. You are who God says you are, and God says that you are one of his children. You are a child of God. So when doubts, fears, trials, and adversities come your way, stand firm and flat-footed on truth. And the truth is nothing other than the pure, unadulterated word of God. All verses of scripture discussed in this podcast are to encourage and solidify why we can have confidence when praying, because God is enough, and if we are in God, we are enough. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a sovereign, supreme, and superb God. Forgive us for the times that we have failed to realize this by our thoughts, words, or deeds. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness in times of worry when we should have been engaged in prayer and thanksgiving for your love, for your mercy, and your kindness. We are thankful for every blessing that you have ever bestowed upon us. We pray now for the shortcomings of others. We pray for the lost. Draw them to you, dear Lord. We offer prayers for the sick, the naked, the lonely, the brokenhearted, and the hungry in this world and in this global society of ours. We ask that all of their needs be met as only you can meet them. These blessings we ask, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The closing song is entitled Confidence is in the Lord by Divine Hymns.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Found. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.